Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Visit LegalZoom.com to save on your legal needs, like wills for $69, LLCs for $99, plus filing fees, and also get access to a network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom. That's discount code TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, Oscar, when the cards and letters keep rolling in, we like to give the people what they want.
Absolutely.
And they loved nasal congestion theater. Yesterday we spoke to Lou Rawls. Today, from the Green Mile, John Coffey.
Ooh.
How are you, boss?
How you doing, John?
I'm doing okay, boss.
How are things in prison?
Well, I wish I was somewhere else, boss.
Why?
Because I wish I didn't have this head cold.
I see. Yeah. So, do you like when... Are you familiar with the work of Mike O'Mara, John?
Yeah, he's a talented mimic, boss.
Do you like when life hands Mike lemons and he makes lemonade?
You know, lemons can be tasty, but if you eat them raw, they're sour.
It's kind of eerie.
It is kind of eerie. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Why don't you put out your hand and let me touch it?
No, I don't want to.
How'd that feel, boss?
Like garbage. Don't do that.
Don't make me cry, boss.
Oh, no.
Turn my goddamn microphone up, boss.
Yes, boss.
Jesus Christ. Rob puts it way down low when I'm doing this. Hello, boss. Now I can talk. Now I can really sound like John Coffey.
Will you entertain a question?
The idea of this bit was you were going to interview me.
Yes. Will you entertain a question?
Right.
Will you entertain a question?
I'd love a question.
I want to talk to you about mouse resurrection.
It's real simple.
It's simple?
You take the little mouse in your hand.
Yes.
And you grip him real tight, and all his gribblies go into your stomach. And then you look up to the sky, and you go... And all these flying ants, boss, fly out your mouth. And then you look down and that dead mouse that got crushed by Percy.
Right.
He come back to life.
That's crazy.
And then the guy with the bald head across the way, he cried because he loves Mr. Jinx.
Yes, he does.
Or Mr. Jingles.
whatever his name was. Well, that was his stage name.
And then later on, Tom Hanks has a bladder infection.
Yes.
And you touch his crotch, and all of a sudden it go away.
Right. Where does it go?
It goes away. It goes into my mouth where all the gribblies are, and then the gribblies fly out of my mouth like winged insects.
Has anybody ever tried to spray Raid while that happens?
You know, I don't think you're very funny. You know who you remind me of? You actually look like him.
Oh.
Doesn't he look a little like Percy?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Oscar looks like Percy.
Hey, wouldn't it
be
funny?
If you put a crazy face on, you'd be like Percy.
I'll take that.
You'd be a little like Percy.
Thank you.
He's that old guy that married that young girl. I don't know what
you're
I'm doing.
You're having a good time, aren't you, John
Coffey? I'm enjoying myself. You know, nasal congestion theater, boss.
Now, question. No, don't do that.
Well, you're going to...
You're
taking me down to that electric chair. I don't want to go down there.
Let's do something before we kill
you. I don't want to go down there, boss.
Let's do something before that.
Yeah, okay, Rob.
What about... Could you cure other animals?
Oh, yes.
Like a sugar glider?
A sugar glider.
I know, you know, Matthew Bloom.
Yes.
Are you familiar with him?
I'll tell you right now, that sugar glider mistakenly got into his oven when he was cooking those ribs of his. I could take that sugar glider right outside, take care of its burned fur, just by rubbing on that thing, and then all the gribblies would go down into my stomach, and I'd lean up and I'd go...
Does the bird fur?
This is kind of visual. A little more visual than the radio should
be. Well,
I'm
having a good time.
I'll tell you right now, boss.
Yes.
There's some Green Mile fans out there that are sure enough enjoying this bit. Anybody else is going, what the hell's gotten into them boys?
Well, they're probably checking the speed on their podcast player.
Yeah, I suppose they are. What's a podcast?
Oh, you know, I wanted to ask you about that. Oscar and I were talking before the show. Did you take time to update the software on your iPhone?
I didn't take that time, boss.
Why not?
I don't even know what software is, except nice overalls that I'm wearing that I've had for a long time, but they're a little scratchy.
Now, if you don't update
Hold it. Oscar, give me your hand.
Oh, no.
I feel better.
Gribbly's coming out of my mouth.
Winged insects?
You feel better, Oscar?
I do, thank you.
I tell you, you're going to sleep like a baby all week now. Yeah. You won't need any of those drugs you take to get to sleep no more.
Sleepy time.
Yes, sirree.
You took all the unsleepy out of him?
I took the unsleepy out.
Can you get the sleep out of my eyes?
He's going to sleep like a tiny little child.
Now, if you don't update your iPhone.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
If you don't update your iPhone, the phone could get a virus.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean a new one?
Yeah.
Well, we better start the show so I can tell Mike to get his ass in gear.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Welcome to Dippus. Can I take your order?
Give me a double bacon cheeseburger.
Double bacon cheeseburger. It's for a cop.
Roger.
What the hell's that all about? You gonna spin it now?
No, I was just telling him that's what makes it good. Don't spit in that cop's burger.
Yeah, thanks.
Roger, holding his bet.
Give me a pie, apple.
Do you want me to hold the spit? Just kidding, Officer Farva. So, do you want to dip aside your meal for a quarter more?
Want me to punch aside your face for free? I don't want it.
Right, beverage?
Give me a liter of cola.
A what?
A liter of cola.
Liter of cola? Do we make liter of cola?
Will you just order a large Farva?
I don't want a large Farva. I want a goddamn liter of cola.
I don't know what that is.
Liter is French for give me some f***ing cola before I break Boo's f***ing lip.
All right, relax.
That look like spit to you?
Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cabbie Fiber Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, broadcasting all over the planet. We're powered by Encore Insurance Services.
Tight.
With over 22 million downloads, we're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we are heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Hi, Tommy Lang.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why? Because they get it.
Mike, I wanted to ask you why.
Jesus.
Why?
So hard to fake it. Anyway.
You're doing it, though.
Our show today is brought to you by Vistaprint. Hey, listen. You must go to Vistaprint.com. Whether you've never been to their site or not, you need to check them out right now.
Hey, you know what? Since we just did nasal congestion theater,
yes.
Can you really use it to your advantage when I ask you when?
Right now.
Nice.
God, that was great.
They are having a 33% off sale through Tuesday, March 18th. That is nothing short of spectacular. You have a week to enjoy this. Everything on the site is 33% off. Business cards, postcards, phone cases for your iPhone or Samsung Galaxy. You name it, and it can be yours for 33% less. Just enter promo code SAVE33. Remember that code. It's a different one than we usually use.
Okay.
Don't go automatic on my ass and put in TMOS there. Put in SAVE33 at checkout. And Vistaprint automatically will apply the discount. But wait, there's more. 33% off all shipping speeds. All of them. Got a need for speed? This is your chance to upgrade and save 33%. Again, just enter the promo code SAVE33. That's a new one. Please remember that. And do it at checkout. Piece of cake. Speaking of cake, I'm sure you know someone whose birthday is coming up.
Aha!
With Vistaprint, you can throw them a party that doesn't look thrown together. Start with easy-to-personalize invitations, then add matching T-shirts, banners, and more. You know, people love to wear those identical T-shirts. Are you getting my cold?
Oscar's got my cold.
Percy's got his cold.
Because people should realize that after every show, Oscar and I kind of had a, have a gentle embrace.
Well, what they say is, what do I always say? Hug it out, boys.
Yeah.
But
and
it's
then
cool. What does Oscar say? Lick
Thank
it
you.
Out, boys.
You know, you go to the amusement parks, you know, at King's Dominion, you see those people that have like a group. They all have the same
O'Mara,
T-shirts.
The O'Mara family reunion.
That's exactly what it is. The great and amazing thing about Vistaprint is their products are fully customizable, so you can make them your own with images, photos, and text. Any color, any font, any time.
Awesome. Yeah, it's
this
perfect.
Is an amazing deal, but you must act now. Now through Tuesday, March 18th, remember promo code SAVE33 for 33% off your entire order, plus 33% off all shipping speeds. Vistaprint.com, simply the best, and we are so delighted to have them associated with the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Get it cheaper, get it faster.
Amen, brother.
Save 33.
All so right, cool. Rob, would you hand me that gun, please?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right, boys, see you later. Yay! Rah, rah.
Amazing self-control to say see you later after he shot himself.
Yeah, it's
you should be getting better now.
I should be. I believe that I said to
you're taking care of yourself.
Well, I'm taking sir, Mr. Douglas. I'm taking all the drugs they tell you to take that don't work.
What are you taking?
I'm taking DayQuil
and
NyQuil
and
Coldies.
You know what you should be taking?
And Airborne, and they all suck. Ass.
How about Mucinex D?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
That's a little heavy duty, but it will clear you out
and
dry you up.
But
nice.
Is that one of the things got the stuff in there that makes you all tense? The stuff they make crystal meth out
no.
of?
No, it's Mucinex.
That's not a stimulant.
What it is, Mike, it's Mucinex Delightful.
Really?
It really works.
It does?
It does.
You know, you always know everything that works, but you always give me that medical
He's not
advice.
Sick.
He's not sick, but you know, but you get allergies and stuff
I
like
do,
that.
I do, but I manage them well.
Now are you going to say this is allergies?
That's not allergies.
No, this is a cold. This is a baby cold.
We're coming off 20 degrees.
It's my new reality. This is what's going to happen. I got a cold that my son had. That's,
so it's
that's
just a tiny virus.
It's teeny tiny.
Itty bitty.
Yeah, but you know what
it's
I feel for him?
It's not that itty bitty.
You know how I feel? I feel more for him. I feel more for him thinking about it because, I mean, really.
Well, now you know what he went through.
Oh, the little
and
guy.
And he can't articulate
and
it.
And still, he can't.
Yeah, he's pre-verbal.
And he can't even hack up anything. He's got to puke it up.
Yeah.
So that's very, very difficult.
And he's also, and he doesn't have the ability to understand what it is because he's never been through it before.
Or rage out on his coworkers.
I don't rage out on my coworkers.
Excuse me, did I say that out loud?
I think I've been a good boy.
You have been. And the last thing we want is
remember last
dick. The last thing we want to do is give him a medicine that would make him tense.
I'm really trying to work on me, boys.
That was just a joke, Mike.
Really, really trying to work on me.
It's okay. What's going on with your shirt today?
What do you mean?
It's really bright.
Well, it's like you dropped a highlighter on it and left it there.
Well, my whole... Look, I'm not put together today. I know that. I came in here and I
didn't know if you're going riding or setting
clean.
Up a construction site.
It's clean. It was in the closet.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh, dear.
It was in the closet. It was clean. And that's, you know, that's what I did. I just threw it on. And it is riding season. It was going to. And, you know, the other thing is it really going to be 70 degrees today and then 30 degrees tomorrow?
Yes. It's going to be, they say, bitterly cold overnight after a 70 degree day.
That in itself can kind of cause all these colds.
Oh, I think we're
right?
all going to be sick. Yeah.
Well, it's why my father always referred to March as the cruelest month.
Oh, really?
Because, well, March teases you with these warm days where, hey, spring is right around the corner and then no, it doesn't happen and it's over and that's all there is to it.
I can see where March would be cruel, but I've always found July to be more emotionally abusive.
Why is that?
Just, it, you know, it's
July?
Just yeah, Max is
July is the 4th of July. It's party time.
Woo! I was making a joke.
Oh, okay. Oh. Sorry about that. Well, it wasn't very funny, Rob.
I can't wait till the warm weather gets here for good.
Yeah, well, I
can go play your soccer.
April 1, it's going to get to me for good. That's for sure. That's the way that's going to work.
Oh, I know. You got to be excited about that.
How about that, huh? Tell us about your movie last night.
It was
the
fantastic.
Man who goes out every night of the week with his father.
No,
leaves his wife at home to tend to the children.
Man was late today.
Yeah. Oscar, do you really want to go into this?
Sure.
Okay, can the statistics be revealed? Isn't it?
Hey, man. You're only as good as your last show.
That's right.
So that's it.
And I just keep hoping this is your last show.
Rob is anything, he is very punctual.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Rarely is he late, and rarely is Oscar early, and both happened today. So it was a very special day. There was a solar eclipse in the Mike O'Mara Show studios today when Oscar rolled in 5 minutes after Ponyboy, which is super early for him, and then Rob texted me right after Oscar got here that Rob was going to be late. It was hysterical.
I was on Route 28, the bane of my existence. I quite literally had my car in park. And I was texting Mike. I said, going to be a little late today. Route 28 is lousy. Not too bad, though.
And I text Rob back, Oscar's here with a smiley face. And Rob writes back, great.
Because the thought process I had as I was texting you, and I kid you not, it was, Even if I'm supposed to be here at 10:15 for a 10:30 start. That's our agreement, okay? That's what we try to start for, because Mike doesn't want us here too early, because then we're here, but he doesn't want us here late. So 10:15.
Pony knows the rules. Pony knows when to get here. Right. And Pony knows I don't care as long as he's quiet.
Right, and he doesn't take up much room.
Oscar, you got to see a pre-show activity here.
Yeah, oh my God.
What was it like?
Pretty different,
like
isn't it?
I walked into Madison Square Garden. There was just so much chatter. No. It was overwhelming.
No, it's quite the opposite.
I walked in, I said, oh my God, these guys hate each other.
No, he walks in, it's like this.
I felt like I was interrupting something.
Pony and I greet each other every day. There is sometimes a pleasantry, sometimes there's not.
Is it like the wolf and the dog in that cartoon? Morning, Ralph.
Morning.
Yeah, morning.
And then that's it. He goes to his corner, I go to my corner, and he knows if I'm working. If I'm not working, I'll chat him up. If I'm working, it's silent time, and he does his thing, and I do my thing, and it's bliss. I told you, I enjoy that.
Who is better at that, Pony or Mac?
Pony is...
Mac yearns attention.
But it's Mac. Have you ever in the whole
Mac
years
yearns attention? What does that mean? What
it means kind of he yearns for attention.
What kind of structure Mac yearns attention?
That is actually the motto of Bolivia, I believe.
Yeah.
Right.
If you translate it, but have you ever worked with anyone that had the innate lack of timing that Mac has?
Well, he is the lingerer. He does have that.
But three times now we have had tension in the studio where he will come in, sit down, and say something to the effect of, I saw a wonderful movie last night.
Right.
And like it's just fishing. Like, oh, you really don't want to be doing this.
He
now.
Likes to do that at the end of the show.
He really does.
And we're not having any of that at the end of the show.
Sweet
he doesn't
boy,
understand
though.
That.
Sweet boy.
Sweet boy. Remember when he asked us if he could bring his mom in and we told him no?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the timing on that, he has no clue about.
Been with us 3-4 months, and he waits until the studio is literally being disassembled.
Yes.
When he says, hey, would it be cool if I brought in my mother?
And there's moving boxes.
Moving boxes. Three of the family members are ill.
I also like the fact that I said, go up to the storage attic and get the TMOS stuff out of the attic. First time. All done. I walk up there. There's like
nothing's been touched.
Second time, I think we got it pretty much taken care of now. Go up there. There's tons of crap up there. Finally, Oscar has to go up with him to actually stand over him, and then everything was removed from the attic.
Exactly.
And that's all. That's what, what our interns are on this particular show, what they have been since we've lived in this barn, are pack mules. You know, that's what they are primarily, and they do that. And I like the boy. He is a sweet boy, but the timing is horrible.
It
the
is.
Timing is horrible. We are breaking down a studio. We are moving to another studio in D.C. And, the timing to have a visitor is just not going to it's not going to fly.
I would say with the exception of when we were building the studio in 2009, he could not have chosen a worst week.
And he does. It's the timing thing. He
doesn't get it.
And you know what that's based in?
It's just 21.
Remember what we asked him?
I think he's 20.
You know, he's the biggest scab picker in the world, but I like it when he takes up for people.
Well, because that's also picking a scab.
He just takes up because we're picking them.
They're my little soldiers.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Your little soldiers.
And I'm their general.
Remember, like, you're so nice to Pony.
When we
Pony's under stripes. He's a lieutenant.
Yeah, he is.
He's a capo.
Do you remember when we sat Mac down and we said, Mac, you know, there's very few common threads through all the interns we've ever had, but one of them is a sense of humor. And I said, among your friends, are you ever considered a funny guy?
We should really be doing this one when he's here.
No, because when he's here, it ruins it.
They'd ruin it.
Because he, without hesitation, looked at me and he said, no, I'm not.
So anyway. He is part of the fam, though, because he's got the quirky factor.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like...
Why do they all have that? Does every kid have a quirky factor? Because he has the quirky factor.
He's like the cousin that lives under the staircase.
Right. You know what's funny? I might... on the food chain right now, I think Mac might have passed... Josh, want to get out of here as soon as possible.
Well, you know, that happens when you take your summer vacation in March.
Isn't he during spring break right now?
Yeah,
right?
He is. Yeah. But
he's
you know
not
what?
In spring break, but Josh is. I think Josh.
Well, Josh punched out a year ago.
He did, and I think he stays here out of pure fear.
He likes coming to drink at the big party.
He does.
That's you know what he likes.
We may
he
see,
likes us.
We may see even less of him because he finally got, I wrote his letter of recommendation.
Right.
So we've got nothing on him now.
So that's it.
It's He'll, done. He's gone.
He's flown the coop.
He's at Hilton Head. Yeah.
You know what that means, Pony Boy?
Yeah.
We need another one.
Yes.
You got it.
It's summertime. And you need someone who's going to come down to that DC studio.
Yeah.
No problem.
I don't need anybody in Fort Myers, Florida. That's
you could always shop for people down there.
No,
you know
that's
what?
Okay.
What you'll find down there.
I'd find a serial killer if I did that.
We might not find have any there room people. In DC.
What's that?
It's really tight.
Really?
Oh, it's super
yeah,
tight.
It
you
is.
Have to go to Rob's house. Yeah, you have to schedule them out. You might have to schedule
need
them
be.
Out.
I don't care. Do I have to tell them my garage code?
No.
I hated giving Pony my garage code. Now
this
he has access to my
This
own.
Is the beauty of all this, because there's going to be a DC studio and the Leesburg studio. And we kind of always took for granted the way that Mike's home is really invaded by strangers, right?
Yeah.
Now Rob gets to get this like entire feeling of, oh my God, that kid's back again.
They're back in my house.
Yep, absolutely.
You know what you could visit the possibility of in Florida is an intern that is starting his second or third career, an older intern,
you know,
a 65-plus intern.
You know what you could visit in your Leesburg studio? How about a work release program intern?
Oh, prison.
That we get from one of the local penal institutions.
Yes. I'd like that.
I think that would
Something
be a lot
juvenile.
Of fun.
Second chance.
It's always and, what and I can do.
Now it's Rob Spiewak's second chance basement. Right.
There's actually a school local here. I don't know if it's still open, but it was called the Phoenix.
You know what my intern's going to be? The Geico Gecko that's crawling up my wall outside down there. That's what my intern's going to be. No, I look, you know, we should really be clear about the fact that moving down there, we are flying completely blind. I mean, we are
sure.
in a community of primarily snowbirds. Snowbirds.
You're the youngest man in your community.
I don't know if I am,
but I might be.
Mike,
I've seen
your community.
Yeah, but you know, you're just like Carla, you youngsters. Let me tell you this. You haven't seen everybody.
Carla is the youngest woman.
But she might be the youngest. But let me tell you
the
something.
The youngest human being.
But the people.
The boy,
the people that oh, yeah. Are you going to see the people that are working 9 to 5 when you're there? No, you're not.
Nobody.
They're
going to
be up at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they're going to be going
in that neighborhood.
Yes, there have been.
Really,
there have been. Yes,
yeah, and also
years.
Oscar, you're not going to see the people who are infirm.
I will go through this.
Because they
shut
can't
up.
Leave their bedroom.
But yeah, but what, they open the windows.
I get it.
Hold on a second. For you and for you. Let me say this.
You're
I'm
not
gonna
supposed
find,
to get old and
I'm
you'll
gonna,
never die.
I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out the people that are working with the regular Joe jobs. They're full timers down there. They always have been.
That's true.
Music.
I mean,
now I hate that music.
I mean, think
and
of
I,
it,
I was
Oscar,
the one that sought it out.
He's in an environment where every Walmart needs a greeter.
Okay.
These are people that are going to have jobs.
They're working just to work.
Let me point out.
Yes.
That part of the world. There are plenty of people that work 9 to 5.
Yeah,
okay,
but
that's
you
why
live
they have
in an
rush
old
hour.
Folks community.
Well, no, I don't necessarily. Yes, okay.
Oh,
you're
you
probably
told me
right.
It was an environment of retired disc jockeys.
It is. There are a lot of gated communities down there, but there are a lot of people that live in the gated. No, it is not a retirement community.
Oh my God! If I don't see, okay, so
hold
usually-
on. Now wait a minute. Wait. When I say that, I mean that in the technical term. Okay?
What is a technical term?
That is, you have places that are 55 and older.
Let me come to your.
Oh. You have assisted living. Places. I don't live in one
Let
of
me
those.
Come to your
I live
defense.
In a neighborhood with a gate. That's it. Anybody can live there. Kids can live there. Dogs can
in
live
Ashburn,
there.
In Ashburn, Virginia,
yes.
My mother lives in a 55 and over community, and she works full time at the hospital.
It's the same thing as Leisure World, but in Florida.
When
yes
we get
no.
where we're going,
no.
we'll never be sick. We won't get any older, and we won't ever
Leisure
die.
World is
let
55 and up.
Yeah, let me explain. Yeah, it is not 55 and up for me. There
well,
are
because you're 54?
No, because you could be 28 and buy a house in there and go to work and you could live there and there have been
so there's no bylaws
since I have been there. I have known couples that have lived in there with kids.
I think you're doing it right. I'm just used to driving through a neighborhood and seeing the crosswalk sign that says people are going to cross.
Right.
I've never ever until I went down to Fort Myers seen right. the little wheelchair
sure.
outline that people are going to wheel across. Your actual.
What are you talking about?
Yes. So they have a crosswalk.
They have a
for
golf
the...
cart crossing. To look out for golf carts.
Okay, that's a golf cart.
No,
not
and
a...
then there's a wheelchair one.
Oh. There's not a wheelchair.
Oh
cart.
Yeah, near the clubhouse. Yes.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Wheelchair crossing.
Drive around.
You guys are killing
and
me.
I'm just saying.
You know what? I understand. I understand your hesitancy, and if it is,
I might not
in fact,
be staying there. Okay, let me be honest.
Okay
if it is in fact
there.
A 55 and over community,
it is not a 55 and over community.
I can get you a fake ID.
Jesus Christ, you're killing me.
Anything that says
why would I
sunrise
have...
or sunset?
How
sunset.
Always...
Sunset is bad. That's focusing more on the end.
How
the
old
beginning.
Was I when I bought that place? I got the place like 10 years ago.
But you're an old soul.
When I was 44. No, I played golf. That's why I got a place in there. That's why I decided to do
That's
that.
That's true. You have had it for a long
yes,
time.
Yes, there are seniors there. And, you know, God love them. I look forward to being around them and seeing
you
people
learn
down
a thing
there.
Or two.
You can learn a thing or two,
And
Oscar.
Also, Mike, but you will make them feel younger.
But if I can make my goddamn point,
yes.
My point is that there are people down there that are working age mm-hmm. and still, you know, slay the dragon 9 to 5, go out and come back and use that as a house. There have been people that have done that since I've been there. Now, the majority of people are retirees, absolutely, but there are people also that
your community. It's 55 plus, and this is the description, gated. Again,
you give me that. You are full of crap. There's nothing that says 55
active
plus.
Retirement living is what they call it.
Of course, but there's no 55 plus.
Oh my God! Here you go.
You didn't see. You lied. Admit you lied. Admit you lied.
I'm not lying
about the 55 plus. Admit you lied.
No, it says 55 plus see, active see, adult
let
retirement.
Me see,
communities.
Let me
and God Mike, do. It's true. Many people are still working.
All right, hold on.
People like
he is not even on my site.
Oh, okay.
He is not even. You're such a dick. You are such a lying sack of crap when you want to be still working like Angela Lansbury and Betty White.
Isn't it amazing that they're still
Will you
there?
Recant publicly for me?
Yes,
make me
yes,
feel better
yes.
I have a cold.
But I will say this. When I looked it up,
yes.
And if you would like to look it up yourself,
active
it's
living.
55places.com. We'll give them a free plug.
Yes.
They these are all the places. Pelican Preserve. The Plantation.
Yes.
Oh, that's a different community.
Heritage Palms.
Oh. I have an idea. I already have an idea for when I get down there.
What's that?
How about my Senior Citizen of the Month?
Oh, I love that.
Oh,
what if
great.
I what if I meet you know, and I won't call it the Senior of the Month. I'll call it the we have to be more because the people that I would ask
denizen.
To come on the show,
the denizen of the
denizen
month.
Of the what denizen of the deep.
Can I
what
imagine?
No, like a local
a few
denizen,
more of these, and I'll be done. Pull.
All right,
talking about
you
this.
Son of a bitch.
Legends
Go
Golf
ahead.
And Country Club.
Yeah,
and then you have Paseo.
Spell that.
P A S E O.
He's just jealous.
Seven Lakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cross Creek Country Club.
Right.
You know the eighth.
Those, I know those neighborhoods yeah. you're talking
Cinnamon
about.
Cinnamon Cove.
I've never heard of Cinnamon Cove. I've never heard. And maybe they've got a cooking flavor.
No, that's for the older gay senior citizens.
Fiddlesticks Country Club.
I've heard of that one. That's a famous one. That's been there for a long time.
Fiddlesticks.
Hey, Oscar. All right, we're going to break.
The Reserve at Estero.
Hey, Oscar. Blow me. All right, thank you. We'll take a break.
Can't wait to go.
We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. You guys are dicks.
Yeah, we are.
All right. Let me explain how the Mike O'Mara Show works, everybody. When you're a little depleted, it's like there's blood in the water and
oh,
the
yeah.
sharks begin to attack.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. This brought to you by SeatGeek.com.
Oh, the best.
When you want to see a game or a concert, what's the toughest thing to deal with? It's ticket prices.
Yes.
Would you like to get the best ticket prices at the best price? Problem solved with SeatGeek.com. SeatGeek.com is the best way for you to save money on all your game and concert tickets, and it's F-R-E-E free. This is really a terrific website.
Oh, it's fantastic. What's so cool about it is when you're trying to get an aggregate of all the available tickets for an event, it's hard to go website
yeah.
to website to website. This does it for you, and it assigns a numeric score
yep.
to the value of the ticket versus where the ticket is. And if you don't even want to go that deep, good deals get a green dot, bad deals get a red dot. You can see it at a glance.
Super ready easy. To go, Rob, and nobody else does that. SeatGeek has real photos from seat locations so you can see exactly what your view will be, and SeatGeek does it all with no extra fees. Start using this free service today and use our TMOS promo code to get $20 off your first purchase of $120 or more. Your ticket to every ticket, SeatGeek.com. We love it, and I love the fact that they rate the seats. So
it's
check
so cool.
it out.
Yeah.
So anyway, getting back to it, Oscar.
Fiddlesticks. Yes.
I know that I am.
Chess?
I'm going to the land of retirees. I understand
Mike,
this.
Mike, I'm jealous. That's why I'm hating right now.
No. But it's true.
But when is you there read a part
the
of you?
When you read the names is a. Let me tell you a little bit. Let's do this now. Let
okay.
me get it off of all my right, chest,
okay,
all right? Because
therapy.
Are you getting a lot of heat from home?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay,
oh Carla? No, yeah. absolutely not. She's
she seems
excited.
Like she really likes it.
Oh, she's very, very excited yeah. about it. But she, the one concern she does have is, you know, where we're going to is me passing away.
And it's going to happen ultimately. And you know what? The best thing for that is preparation.
Right. Every house.
I don't have a chance.
There's no, no, you no know way what? Let's myself. Let him do this because he needs
right.
this.
So, on Mike's
house. So he keeps talking.
Another, no, just another cool feature, which I thought was interesting, is you have a doorbell on every door, clearly, right?
Right? It's a given. Exactly.
But on the outside of the doorbell, there's also a little red button in case there's an emergency.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, you can push that as well.
Also,
of my house? You're lying. He's lying again.
I think that's crazy.
He's lying again. He is so full of crap.
Now, you know what else is great?
There is no medic alert button on the outside of my house or on the inside of my
house.
That's
just silly. But
you
know,
son of a bitch.
Is one of the leading states.
You complete ass.
Florida is one of the leading states in going green.
So true.
And every house has a dock to plug in an electric car or paddles to rejuvenate someone who has passed.
There are not plug-ins for every car. And we're going to get to Tesla on the show today,
good,
too.
Please.
But let me just say this, that when you go down there, Carla is very excited. I am very excited about moving down there. But there is it is the truth that this is a brand new frontier,
sure,
for living down there. And I do like the idea. Excuse me.
You know, many of the residents, it's not the first frontier they've seen.
I understand. Some of them were out west. Back in the pioneers. Thank you.
The land grab.
The land grab. There's right there. Back gold. When the Chinese made the railroad. I understand all the jokes. Thank you very much.
They were in on the Louisiana Purchase.
Some of them are part owners. They got in when it was cheap.
I think, what would you guys think about this? And I'm not going to commit to a weekly guest.
Okay.
But perhaps a monthly visit.
I think that's a good idea.
With, you know, meet the neighbors.
Oh, I love that.
And if I get somebody who's really motivated.
Like a spitfire.
Yeah, just a real curmudgeon. You know, yeah. Somebody's like, how you doing? I don't know how much I'm going to be socializing down there. I don't know how much I'm going to be out and about. I don't think I am.
There's a tremendous turnover.
I didn't do
turnover.
It in January when I was down there for the whole month. And I didn't do it.
Big turnover. There. Big turnover in that neighborhood. So you don't want to get too close to people.
I don't think we should limit it to senior citizens.
It could be anybody.
It can be the local meth head. It can be anybody that's right. You're super duper cracker.
This
you know?
Is why I suggest the word denizen, because the definition of a denizen is a person, planimal or plant that lives or is
a
often
planimal?
I'm sorry, a person, animal or plant that lives or is often found in a particular place or region. Mm. It would be your denizen of the month.
The denizen of the month.
Yeah, someone we'll a Floridian.
I welcome ideas for when I get down there because as people that are, you know, in that group that get it,
mm-hmm.
they understand that when I get down there that this is going to be a new source of material. Of course it is. That's the way these things go. And I'm looking forward to it. Now it's very important for me to point out that although the primary resident down there would probably be a retiree. That would be accurate. There are the majority of people that live down there are what are called snowbirds.
Right.
And they're going to be heading north I arrive down there as a full-time resident.
Good call.
The people that are going to be down there during the summertime are the people that actually you reside live down there. They live and they work down there. That's the way that's going to be. So what? A warm TMOS welcome to our monthly guest, Mr. Potter.
So shove me up.
Thank you.
Shove me up. It'd be great.
One thing I think you'll bring to the neighborhood is at least the entertainment factor. So the sizzle. That like this big time, this national disc jockey.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Is coming into town.
Sure. Yeah. Park the Maseratis out in front. You know. Yeah. Hey, Kim Kardashian. Yeah, it's gonna be like the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills when I get down.
No, you'll introduce yourself and you'll say I'm in radio, and they'll say, "Fantastic. Do you know Jack Benny?"
I have lived there. I have been there part time for a decade. I know people down there. My next door neighbor very well, who's a retired principal.
The most famous full-time resident now. When you move in.
I would think
so. The fame factor.
Do you think anyone else has a Wikipedia page in the neighborhood?
I don't think they give a rat's ass about that. I really don't think they do.
We should make them care about it.
How should I make them care? Put a sign up in my front yard?
That's too open. What you need to do is an open house.
You know what I'm concerned about?
With your memorabilia sprinkled around.
Oh, yeah. All your awards. All your air awards.
Yep.
My air awards.
Magazine
absolutely.
Covers.
The hundreds of them that I have. Yeah.
Stacked.
Let's do that. Terrifically. Oh, shut
your
up.
Your gold
all of
records.
No, okay. Stop. Now, both of you, just stop picking on me.
Now, I do have one question.
Yes.
Is it going to be awkward at Halloween when the boy has to trick or treat?
Oh, my God.
Well,
might not be a great trick-or-treating neighborhood.
Well, first of all, at
3 p.m.,
you know, at this trick-or-treat when he's going to be a little over a year old.
Well, I'm talking about if you're still there in a few years.
I don't know. There are a lot of questions that are going to be answered, and we're going to evolve when we get down there. That's, you know, this all is right. a new frontier. Yeah. I have lived in the D.C. metro area for 30 years, for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And so I've known nothing else outside of my, you know, my childhood home up in New England, right, and my family up in Maine and my family up in Boston. That's a, I'm a New Englander who moved down to, you know, this rat race down here. And, that's it.
There's an online poll on our Facebook fan page of it, like the over under if you're going to move back to DC. Like you're going to you're going to not like it so much in Florida that you'll have to move back.
Oh, who put that together?
I don't know. I just saw it the other day.
What kind of negative Nellies put that together?
It was Carla.
It was Carla. You guys are hating today.
I guarantee you.
You guys are hating on the sick man today.
I guarantee Mike will never darken the DC area for residency again.
But I will be coming back on a regular basis.
Yes, but
I
you'll not live here.
That's got to be. No, I'm not going to live here. I mean, no. I, you know, there's too much that's gone into this transition. This is, I was telling Oscar today, this has been 4 or 5 years.
Sure.
Getting ready to do this. This is not something that you, you know, you do quickly. And
no.
And you're kind of like downsizing. That's what I'm doing. And, you know, that's been kind of a liberating experience at the same
time. What a great feeling to know that what you're taking is all you need.
This is true. Yeah. I think that, I don't know, I've read articles about it. Aren't more and more people feeling that way, especially with the recent recession
where
people, you know, say, you know, less stuff. I mean, except for Rob, you know, it's less stuff. Rob collects stuff.
Well, he's a collector.
What's great is this benefits me greatly.
Really?
Because all these people getting rid of stuff means more stuff for me.
Are you getting the...
love to have
that. Rob's getting the patio set.
Oh, nice.
Carrie was excited.
Yeah, for an incredible...
Did you inspect it?
Oh, I don't need to. Okay. I've sat there.
Yeah,
I've
had
to eyeball it. Yeah. I've had a transaction or two that didn't work out. excuse me. Continue, please.
I hate it when he tapes Big O and Duke the night before he comes in here. Yeah. He always comes in with that dude.
Yeah.
I came here early with a big smile on my face.
You did,
yeah, because you knew you were going to be a dick.
Oh, come on.
Let's get started.
You jerk.
You love the products that I've sold you over the years.
Yeah. Inspect them.
And incidentally,
mostly it started with video games, didn't it?
Yeah.
Is there anything broken?
Some of your dining room table chairs look like either they might have been used heavily or thrown against a window.
That is so not true.
Yeah, I'll send you pictures.
Really? Is it structural or is it cosmetic?
I actually sent a couple of pictures to a furniture repairman just to check them out.
Okay.
And he's like, oh. He's like, are you sure you want to keep that?
Do you know he's lying?
So instead of
you know he is lying. Do you know he made that up?
I wanted to see.
Do you know that he is sitting
that
here?
That is
you
not
know
made up.
You would not send pictures out
brother.
To a, you, you, a furniture
my brother
repairman.
My brother eyeballed it. He said, oh.
But you know what's great? Let's see how far he goes with it.
I know a furniture guy.
Of course you do.
I do.
Of course you know a guy
because he
for
fixed
everybody.
My mom's couch. His name's Eduardo.
There is
and
one. I told you when I was. I personally loaded the only chair that had a loose arm on it.
Yeah,
and
but
I
it
said,
was chipped. Like you had something had happened to it.
What do you mean? Well, there might be a ding or two on the chairs.
Ding.
But I mean, what do you mean? You know, I'm
it
sorry.
It looked like a velociraptor grabbed a hold of it and shook it around.
That is
and
so
like
not
bone.
True. Carla! Carla!
Don't bring your wife into this.
Oscar.
I paid for it.
There's a company called Guardsman, okay? Sounds spelled just like it sounds. Yeah. They make the best furniture touch-up pens in the world. And I'm not saying that I ever did this when I delivered furniture, but if a... If a furniture delivery man, when you get an item into your house, says, oh, you know what? Could I have a glass of water?
Right.
And you go get the water. Guaranteed he's whipped out that pen and he's touching something up on the furniture that you've just taken delivery of.
Really?
Yeah.
Now,
that is
now, there
good
was,
to know.
Now, as far as the
Mike
structure.
Mike never asked us for water. Yeah,
thank God I never did it.
So was it damaged goods?
Oh, yeah. But look, I don't know.
But
really,
a loose leg is easy
but
to
But a loose arm. No,
no
it's
was
a loose
the
arm.
The arm.
And I know how to tighten it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But it's also easily repaired.
Sure.
I mean, you can do it with a screwdriver. You don't have the arm is loose. That's all it was.
Again, not a big deal. I'll have 4 people over instead of 6. That's all that happens.
So well, you know what's great? He doesn't
he's
even
not even
going to
use it. Where is that dining room?
To my mom's.
Set?
It's okay. It's in the basement.
It's at the in the basement of
yeah,
your mom's
storage
house?
Storage area.
What are you going to use it for?
When I buy a home.
When you buy a home.
Yeah.
You know what? When you buy the home. When you buy the home, make sure you check it out before you pay for it.
You're planning ahead.
You're planning.
One last thing to buy.
Well, use the little touch-up crayon and you can do it like that.
And tighten it up.
With your brother.
And call Eduardo. Maybe
now,
he'll bring you
Eduardo says he's coming over next week.
I want to mention, since we're talking about Florida, the only concern that I do have when I get down there, because I have said that there are people that work Joe jobs down there. Mm-hmm. There are people that are not retirees. However, the majority of the citizens down there are probably longer in the tooth, and they are also retirees. And because there's only one concern I have when I move down there where I might get a little negative attention.
What's that?
That is when I transport my mode of transportation down there.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
is my motorcycle.
Understood.
Because
understood.
I'm using a particular transport company.
And
I'm using Cerrito Motorcycle Transport.
Oh, he agreed God. To that?
He agreed to it. He agreed to it in a nanosecond.
To drive it down?
He agreed to it in a nanosecond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Jimmy?
I'm going to call Jimmy.
Jesus. Do you want me to call him here?
Yeah, you call him. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Call Jimmy. Do you have his number?
Just give it to me.
All right, hold on.
When you called it, how did you broach the topic?
Actually, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we will actually call Jimmy. But, yeah, Jimmy, well, I said I didn't want to get a motorcycle trailer since I'm going to be driving the moving truck down there, and Carly's going to have the SUV with the baby in it.
Right.
I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to have a trailed motorcycle. I didn't want her to have to deal with
and
that.
And you really can't ship
she
it.
She said she would, but I said I want to, you know, ultimately I'll be trailing my motorcycle around when I'm coming.
Now, are you concerned about them knowing that you own a motorcycle? Or are you more concerned with the fact that
it's the noise
when you start it every time you start? There's no way to get it out of the neighborhood quietly.
It's perfectly legal. I think it's legal to have a motorcycle now.
Oh my God. Have you checked the bylaws?
I haven't checked the bylaws.
Oh, what if they bone you sideways?
Oh, they might bone you.
There's no way.
Yeah. You can't put out a fluorescent bulb outside. You can't be under 55 and you can't have a motorcycle.
Oh, now he's freaking out. Look at him.
Yeah, congratulations. Are you happy now?
No.
Are you happy now, you bastard?
Hey, come
he has
on.
Mike. He's right. Delighted.
All right. We'll take a break.
For me.
We'll call Jimmy.
Hey, maybe you can buy a motorcycle for $200 if it's scratched.
Jimmy's also got some stuff that he's doing for his restaurant. I want to give him a plug, too. So we'll take a break. Talk to Jimmy Cerrito if he's around when we come back on the Mike O'Meara. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. This portion of the program brought to you by LegalZoom.
Yeah!
If the excitement of starting your business is getting your first customer and finally quitting your job, if that hasn't moved you to action yet, here's another great reason to get started. It's National Start Your Business Month. You know, in this time that we're living in, I think a lot of people have gone the entrepreneurial route and decided that they want to start their own small businesses. LegalZoom wants to help you start your own corporation or LLC or file your DBA so you can get up and running quickly and easily. Find out why more than 1 million entrepreneurs have already used LegalZoom to start down the path of successful business ownership. This month only, take advantage of LegalZoom's National Start Your Business Month special and get a free 3-month trial of the all-new QuickBooks, which makes it so much easier to run your new business. That's a $119 value free when you enter TMOS in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com, promo code TMOS. LegalZoom provides self-help services and can connect you with the right attorney, but they are not a law firm. Why wait? Do it now. LegalZoom, promo code TMOS, and we thank you in advance for that. So, God, I swear to God, I'm freaking out right now.
No, I think you'll be fine.
I think you can have a motorcycle
sure,
down there.
Sure, it's a vehicle.
Yeah, well,
it's transportation.
It's a conveyance,
Mike. Also,
right.
There's a lot of 55-plus guys that always wanted a Harley, and they
absolutely.
Just want to get one, so
that's
I imagine probably the
and they won't hear it because most of them are going deaf.
Well, that's, you know.
Because they're older, Mike.
I think that you probably can't ride it around in there, but I think you can take it from point A
you
to point
B. You see an old man looking out his window, and Mike's doing donuts?
Be scary.
Riding on his back wheel, yeah.
Are you calling Jimmy Cerrito
yeah,
Motorcycle
right
Transport?
If this is pulling up, there we go.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, we can ask him about his gift that we sent him.
What gift?
My father. Do you remember the gift that my father gave him?
Oh, his new crown.
Yes.
All right, very good. Let's call Jimmy Cerrito right now. Jimmy Cerrito Motorcycle Transport.
Moving.
I have no idea what Jimmy does at like 11:30 in the morning. I have no idea.
I think I do. He induces vomiting.
I texted him and we're calling him. Okay, I texted him quickly and said, we're calling you from a Skype number.
Well, it'll be okay. I'll call. He'll
Maybe
answer.
He's sleeping. He'll call back.
Hi, thanks for calling. This is Jimmy. Leave me a message. I'll get back to you. Ciao.
Ciao. It's my bit.
Tone,
that's
please
my
record
bit.
Your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Jimmy, it's your best buddy, Mike. How are you? We were going to call and talk about motorcycle transport, and then we were going to go and do a whole 10-minute segment promoting that thing you wanted to talk about, but you're not home, so goodbye.
Ciao, ciao.
Did he text you back?
He said, try again.
All right, let's try again. Let's try again.
I couldn't get to the phone.
Let's call Sleepy McGillicuddy.
Yeah, I got up, and I thought a vodka and soda would be refreshing. And so I said, that'll be great.
Do you mind pulling the number up again, please?
I'll pull up the number again. No problem.
I'm going to try. Oh, you know what? I got it.
Did you have to redial?
No, it's different on here.
Really?
Jimmy's coming up the show.
James Cerrito.
See if we get, hello. Hello, how are you?
No, he'll fake it.
Good morning.
See, he's faking it.
Were you sleeping?
No, you're never going to guess. Are you ready?
All right, no, you don't. Incidentally, I know he's telling the truth because I can tell when Jimmy's sleepy. I can tell when he's not. He's awake.
I'm awake.
What happened?
Listen, Mike, listen. Are you ready? Listen.
Yes.
Hold on.
What's he doing?
Hey, we're on the radio.
What's he doing?
It started!
What's he doing? I can't tell. Jimmy, we can't hear it.
Your friend.
I know. What are you doing?
You know what? He might as well be in a Guatemalan prison right now.
Jimmy.
Because there's no indication of what's going
on. Jimmy, it's a condenser microphone on a telephone. It's not a microphone that lets us know what's going on.
All right. I started my bike for the first time this spring. I just started it.
Oh, his motorcycle. Yay.
Does he have a bike from Mike's Bikes? I barely heard it.
Yeah. Can you start your motorcycle again? I want to hear it. Go ahead.
All right. Sounded like a Schwinn.
It took 10 minutes.
To start it up?
It took forever. It was cold.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
Oh, it's springtime, baby.
I will tell you, your motorcycle over your telephone sounds like an ocean wave. It doesn't sound like we're not getting the real motorcycle.
Maybe you should hold your flip phone closer to the bike.
How's that sound?
Oh, better. He's going to hurt himself.
Okay,
he's
whatever. All right, thank you, Jimmy. Turn your motorcycle off now. Jimmy?
Isn't it beautiful?
That's wonderful. Jimmy. Jimmy!
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Focus. Focus on the conversation, Jimmy. All right.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, Jimmy, I am transporting my motorcycle down to South Florida with Jimmy Cerrito Motorcycle Transport, correct?
Yes.
And,
over there, guys.
Yeah. So Jimmy's going to be taking it down like the week after I'm there. He's going to be coming down with it, which is going to be no. He's not going to be drinking, Rob.
That's right, Mike. Because that would be illegal.
Yeah, and we're very excited about that. Are you excited, Jimmy, about taking the bike down?
I am. I already rented a U-Haul.
Nice.
U-Hauls where our bikes were ruined on the trip up to Laconia, New Hampshire.
Well, he could have strapped them in better.
Are you going to have a wingman or are you doing it solo?
I'm working on a wingman, but I don't think I need one.
Well,
here's what's cool about Jimmy. Jimmy's taking the bike down to Florida, but Jimmy's got a stop in the Carolinas to see his daughter.
Oh, cool.
He's got a stop in South Georgia right near the Florida border where he's going to see family members, and then he does the final shot down to my place down there, which is very cool.
That's a good stopping point. That divides it into thirds.
See, they get quiet when they don't have anything to bust my balls about. Then they have it. When everything works, and there was no answer to that one, Jimmy, they had no crap that they could give me about that. They have been giving me crap about where I live down in Florida for the bulk of the show today.
I might just go one way.
And stay? we'll have you, Jimmy. We'll make up a room for you out in the garage.
In the garage. Mother-in-law suite.
It'll be fantastic. Now, Jimmy, while we've got you on, I just wanted to say thank you for doing that. It is much appreciated. And then I'm flying Jimmy back to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. That's where the plane's going to go.
Going to land actually at the tavern.
Going to land, absolutely. We're flying him on Malaysian Airlines.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Too soon. I'm sorry. Too soon. Too soon.
We don't want Jimmy to disappear.
I'm sorry. Too soon.
Who's going to run the kitchen?
Jimmy.
Mike,
go ahead.
I got to tell you something.
Go ahead.
Right when I started my bike, I was about to text you and say, I hate to interrupt the show, but where are we riding to today?
I know, and I'm sick as a dog.
Before I sent a text, I said, I better not. I'll piss him off.
You know what? I'm sick as a dog.
Later, you called me.
Okay, I'm sick, Jimmy, so I can't do it today. I wish I could, but I'm sick as a dog. I wish I could ride with you. I'd love to. It's a beautiful. It's going to be 70 degrees today and then 30 degrees tomorrow here in Washington,
D.C. Got to take advantage.
Yeah. Absolutely incredible. Now, Jimmy, we're going to give you a chance right now to promote your chicken wing or the buffalo wing that's going to be expanding. The expansion of Jimmy's is taking place, and you've got a website, right, that people can go to check out how they can help you with the expansion for your new restaurant.
We have a new website, ladies and gentlemen. It is www.jimmysbuffalowing.com.
Jimmysbuffalowing.com.
Anyone who goes there and wants to support the expansion of Jimmy's so that we can continue to live this American dream and do fundraisers and do appearances and everything that goes in to running a tavern for years to come, please go to jimmysbuffalowing.com. get a bumper sticker, a hat, a t-shirt, buy a brick, whatever you can do.
Okay, that's good. Oh. And no, I just played that. I just
and 10% of everything we raise goes to help United States military.
So people can buy t-shirts, hats. They can buy bricks to put on his patio out there.
Right.
It's going to be a beautiful wing. I know that when this thing is up and done. Jimmy, do you have any idea of a finish line for this type of thing? Like when you might have the new Buffalo wing completed? Any, you know, and give me the worst case scenario. How long do you think this will take?
It's been over a year already.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
It could be another year. It's just one issue after another. Every time you
but you know what,
around,
Jimmy?
That's the optimistic fatalist right there.
But Jimmy, it'll be okay.
It'll be okay, Rob.
But Jimmy,
it's Jimmy. It's jimmysbuffalowing.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And you should explain, when people buy a brick, they're not just buying a brick. You're getting a brick that has your name or some letters on it, right? You can personalize your brick.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
And it'll go, think about the future of Jimmy's beer.
He's the worst interview.
You guys back there, Mike's big O'Mara sign up there.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. I think that's great. But, you know, you think it could be a year, but if things were to all go as planned, do you think you could,
2 weeks.
You could not. 2 weeks.
It would have happened already.
if things are to go, like, optimally, I said worst case is a year, but if things were to go really, really well, do you think you could get up and running by the fall? Do you think that might happen?
Whatever, 6 months. 6 to 8 months from now.
6 to 8 months from now? So it's doable. October could
be. So there's time.
It's up to Rich Hostelli. Biker Rich, I know you're listening. Turn the radio off and keep drawing those plans. Finish those damn plans, Rich.
Okay, so you got to submit plans. They have to be approved, and then things move on. But the overall infrastructure, you're up and running with getting that together, correct?
Yes. Can I tell you one big, big thing that happened?
Yes.
Is the town of Herndon does not allow outdoor bars.
Oh, man.
Why?
And when we submitted plans so that we could have a bar on our patio, and the town of Herndon said, well, this is new to us. We've never done this before. And the mayor herself, hi, Lisa, she texted me and said, Jimmy, give me about 3-4 weeks and I'll change that law. And she did it. She changed the law.
Wow.
That is awesome.
That is great.
Was that the first time that all those years of graft and paying off really, really benefited you, Jim?
You know, the thing I should point out about this is for any of you that have been over to Jimmy's and you see his little alley where he has all that stuff happening, that's where he's talking about putting his outdoor bar.
It's going to be great.
And it's really going to be a terrific location for that. And it's where we've spent so many hours out there in that area, and it's just got good karma. And I'm glad to hear she was able to do that for you. That's a huge hurdle to overcome.
That is huge.
All right. Yep. Well, Jimmy.
And the other one was that damn telephone pole, which are still ongoing. They're not done with the project.
Yeah, Jimmy had trouble getting utilities to put an actual telephone pole for all the stuff that he needs.
Right, but he got it done.
But he got that done.
Jimmy, one last question before we let you go, and I just got to know. I saw the photo of you with the crown that my father got you. Why are you holding?
God bless HBS.
Why are you holding a bag of eggs?
Okay, so there was eggs on the bar. Somebody brought in their own hard-boiled eggs. I guess they were on Wait Not or something. And one guy was eating hard-boiled eggs that he brought himself, and the other guy was eating buffalo wings right next to him.
And you held up those.
Hey, can I borrow these for the picture?
You have no idea how you drove my father crazy, because you had the bartenders holding up Crown Royal. You had one guy up the key to the city for the key to the kingdom.
Right.
You're wearing a brand new red velvet crown, and then you're holding up eggs. And my father says, what does he mean?
No, it wasn't the key to the city. It's a buffalo wing I'm holding up.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, okay.
That's terrific. Well,
so the eggs, I don't know what came first, the eggs or the wings.
All right, goodbye. All right, thank you very much. Thanks, Jimmy, and good luck with everything, and I'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you very much, and we'll be over to exchange bikes soon. I'll ride by the house today. How's that sound?
Yeah, absolutely. You can come by the house today. We'll see you then.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye, Jimmy.
There
you go. That's Jimmy. Jimmy.
That's, I feel like Jimmy. I just went 12 rounds.
Thank you. I defer to my pals, because that's my...
Okay, here's the...
He's my pat house.
Here is what we just lived through.
I'm sweating.
How about this? This is
the hardest interview, is it not?
Because you just want to help him.
It is the hardest interview
But he won't let you help. It's like this. If I said, Mike, listen to this. Did you hear that? It's the first day of spring.
Poor man. Let's give him a proper plug.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
It's Jimmy's Chickenwing.com. Jimmy's Chickenwing.com.
Buffalo Wing.
Oh, it is?
Oh, damn it.
Come right. on, Oscar.
As Oscar said, let's give him a proper plug.
Let's give him a proper plug. It's Jimmy's BigWing.com.
Jimmy's BuffaloWing.com.
That's right.
Jimmy'sBuffaloWing.com, and that's where you can get all the information on how to help him.
Kickstarter for his new Buffalo Wing.
Get that's involved with the greatest local businessman in the Washington, D.C. area, because for everything he takes in, he gives back tenfold.
He does.
And that will be, I have seen the plans for that, and that will be a really cool little joint for people. And here's the thing. I don't want to slam where I live, but I'm going to slam where I live.
Florida?
I'm talking about here, Manassas. It's just this mayor that he's worked with is so incredibly supportive to the business community, and she wants this place where he's done so much work for community and for charities, and
the town,
and he's been a goodwill ambassador,
He
helps the town out. And you know what? She recognizes that, and she's been an ally of his, and that would no more happen in this town with anybody. First of all, everybody's
down that road.
Everybody's trying to beat each other's brains in here. It's just like, hey, did they hear that guy did that? Did you hear they did this? When it's built, Uncle Dave's tomb will bring in the tourists.
It's a beautiful, there are so many facets to the construction.
Yes.
Including the statuary and, of course, the Uncle Dave Memorial Garden.
Uncle Dave's tomb.
Instead of the eternal flame, it'll be the eternal incense.
So good luck to Jimmy's. Jimmy'sBuffaloWing.com. If you want to help him out, Jimmy would appreciate all of your support. We have a lot of people that have visited from all over the country to stop by Jimmy's Uncle
Dave.
When
Uncle Dave actually passes, I'm going to feel horrible.
You know, I might buy.
Well, you know what? That could be within the week.
I know.
That's true.
Absolutely.
And think of all the dentists that will go out of business.
Oh, God, Rob.
Sure.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say.
That's not that nice.
I might buy one brick.
Happy.
I might just buy one brick that just says Uncle
Dave. That's not fair.
One that just says Uncle Dave's tomb. With no other explanation.
Uncle Dave's tomb.
That'll be fun.
For those of you that might not know what we're talking about, Uncle Dave is an elderly gentleman that assists Mr. Cerrito with the operation of his
restaurant.
He's
blue from old school.
This is true. That's exactly what he is.
He looks like Santa Claus if Santa had parenting issues.
Oh, my God. So he's doing that, and I'm very, very happy
help
to
him
be
out.
Associated
Everybody's
with Jimmy.
Taking care of you. Look, that's awesome.
You know what? It has been a slice of heaven getting this daunting task. I don't know what I would have been able to do without interns and you guys and Oscar building his new studio and Rob helping out and Pony doing what Pony does.
And Pony's on time every day.
He's on
punctuality.
Time. Pony does it when there's the hauling to be done. Pony goes into a certain mode. It's called computer mode.
Yeah.
It's nose.
He's learned that from server. Learned that from one of his predecessors.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the nose in the laptop.
Right. I'm organizing all of this.
Yeah, you don't like to haul, do you, Pony?
I don't have any problem with it. Last time, the only reason I had my nose in the computer is because the show got all screwed up and I had to deal with that.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, how convenient.
Mm. How convenient.
Yeah, I didn't say the
Do you have that in your little book? Oh, he just gave you lip.
What did he say?
I missed it.
I wasn't paying attention.
There was a lot of cursing that day, so there were a lot of edits to do.
Yes, that's true, and I do tend to curse occasionally on shows, so that's the way it goes.
Not as much cursing has happened after we found out you weren't going to be doing any lifting.
But I think we are nearing the finish line.
Yeah, raise your hand if this Friday you've brought another guy with a truck coming in to help us move all the stuff.
Have you taken care of that?
Yes.
Oh, Oscar Santana.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Who are you bringing, Rob?
Bringing myself and a truck. But then again, when I see, your flimsy build and my muscular build, and of course, my years of furniture hauling experience, it's kind of like bringing a staff of five.
The one Good thing, man, when when Jose, Oscar's brother, and I were loading the dining room table
and
into
all the broken
back,
chairs.
And the broken chairs into the truck, Carla, I turned around and Jose was in the front and I was in the back and it was kind of tilted up to this truck and I was lifting it and I turned around and Carla was standing at the top of the stairs laughing hysterically at me.
God.
She said, this is not, and she was commenting on Jose as well, who's a skilled physician.
That wasn't
really
the smartest way to throw
but,
it
but
up.
But not a furniture mover.
She took that right out of Carrie's book. God, you know what Carrie's favorite thing in the world is? Take alcohol or Christmas or the children out of it. She loves when I screw up. That's her favorite thing in the world.
Like a giggle.
Real, yeah. Real quick, it's just a throwaway. We talked the other day about Tesla, I think, briefly. Mm-hmm. Tesla got voted Consumer Reports Car of the Year.
Yeah.
The best car. Mm-hmm. And I said to Oscar, congratulations for all your good work.
Yeah.
Like, he's part of the company.
Well played, Oscar.
Not a day later, the state of New Jersey is putting the middle finger up to Tesla because I guess the way I understand it, Oscar, they're not allowing them to sell cars the way they want to, which is direct marketing.
Yeah, there's a dealership union that's pretty powerful, and they've been fighting this for a while now.
Are there unions in New Jersey?
Yeah, forget about it.
They've been lobbed. They've been saying that Tesla's practices to sell directly to consumer is unfair because usually you would go through a middleman,
of course, right? And that's where the money is.
Yes. So they've successfully outlawed the direct sale of Teslas to consumers in Arizona and Texas and now New Jersey. New Jersey's the biggest blow simply because of the dollars involved in that state.
Now, pause for 1 second. Couldn't they cite precedent of something even as simple as catalog sales?
Well, yeah, and again, they'll fight, but this is a nice window into what American politics is all about.
Okay. Forgive me for jumping in.
No, it's okay. Tesla is saying the only reason we sell these cars directly, one of the biggest reasons, is because we have to educate our consumers about them.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make sure, since it's a new technology, they understand every bit about it. And for a guy who's gone through that buying process with Todd, and gone to the dealership, they spend some time with you to explain, this is what's happening. This is what it'll bring to your life. This is how much money you'll save. Mm-hmm. It's a selling process. Outside of that, I look at the system, and the system will always be what it is. And what it is you buy influence. Mm-hmm. And people don't want to ever agree to that. If Tesla wants to get past this, they need to start buying influence. Bottom line, they got to start buying influence, just like these other dealerships.
Can Tesla buy a doorbell?
Who could it be?
You know, we don't have the curtains up here
anymore.
Don't
yell at the exterminator.
It's incredible.
Oh, you got a package.
Oh, you know, I'm sure it's a gift. Could be a wonderful
here we
gift.
Go.
All right.
What do you suppose it is?
I don't know.
What is
I don't
it?
Know. It's something.
Time for your deposition, Mr. O'Mara.
I don't know what it is. We'll get to it later.
Okay.
Anyway, to make a long story short.
Tomorrow's the mailbag. We'll open it then.
So
Tesla's accusing Governor Christie's office of screwing him, and that sounds like what he did.
Yes, but again, if you're going to play by the rules,
mm-hmm.
and I always say that Barack Obama didn't play the game when he was in office, right?
Understood.
And he continues not to play the game. And maybe that's for good or for bad, whatever you want to call it. But if you're a company, just like we find out eventually what's happening in D.C. politics right now with the mayor.
Right.
Apparently he was, you know. He
totally
was,
corrupt.
Yeah, apparently, allegedly.
Right.
Great haircut, though.
Oh, God. Looks like, seriously, Eddie Munster.
You know what it looks like? Icing. Like squirted icing.
We have the ugliest
head.
Mayor in the history of mayors.
If you want
Vincent Gray.
He's so ugly, he hurts my feelings.
Oh, he's horrible.
If you want access, you have to pay for that access, sadly enough.
Yeah. It sucks. So, you know, with that luxury market up in Jersey, suburbs mm-hmm. of New York, I mean, that's going to hurt Tesla. Yeah.
They're not hurting. They're up today.
Yeah, oh, they are.
They're at $239.
Are you still a stockholder?
I'm not. My brother is, but I live through him.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. That was attractive, wasn't it?
So hot.
Yeah. You know what? Can we get
so
a
turned on.
Can we get a separate Ustream camera for Mike spinning?
Welcome, everybody.
Spit cam.
Welcome back to the show. Whoa, brought to you by Amazon. It's a great product. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
Sorry.
You're falling
yeah,
apart.
Yeah, I'm falling apart right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Amazon is really terrific, and we're really, really happy to be associated with it.
From around the globe, across the nation.
What's that movie where it might have been Mike Armageddon because I can't hold her together.
let's start the opening again. There we go. Thank you very much.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents
you got this.
News you may not need. A comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
Before we start the news, Pony, that little sign we used to put up, is that sign still on the door?
I haven't seen it in a while.
It's right
Great.
There. It's right there behind the dog. On the time for a walk picture.
Well, don't you think it might be
up.
A real good idea to put that on the door?
It's a great idea.
That might prevent people from ringing the door when we're
and
doing
I need
the
you
show.
To, I need you to close the vault.
Oh, sorry about that. There we go. Thank you. Malaysia's military has traced what could have been the jetliner missing for almost 5 days to an area south of Thai holiday island of Phuket. I always like the pronunciation of that. Hundreds of miles from its last known position, the
What's
country's Air Force Phuket.
Yeah, you bet.
Phuket. Hundreds of miles from its last known position. Now, after a series of at times conflicting statements, the latest... The latest revelation underlined that authorities remain uncertain even where to look for the plane.
It's two more days, Mike.
And no closer to explaining what happened to Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 or the 239 people on board. This continues to just... I don't know how riveted you guys are.
Oh, it's the first thing I think about when I wake up in the morning.
It's just truly amazing because it's gone. There's not a trace of it.
It's scary.
Am I an idiot for thinking that it might be on the ground somewhere?
I'm closer now thinking that it's hidden in a hangar somewhere.
That is pretty cool.
Every day goes by, and I hate when they get up there and they say, now it's looking more like a search as opposed to a search and rescue. My hope actually increases every day. Because we're not seeing it in pieces.
I took a 777 to China, right?
Okay.
And thank you. I was fortunate to be invited again this year, but with the move and everything, didn't want to, you know, just go out to China.
Right.
But the 777, for it to disappear, something that massive, that huge, is still terrifying.
It is terrifying. And, you know, I've gone from saying, wouldn't it be a relief if they found it, to say, if they've been able to keep this under wraps and somehow it's somewhere... It could be something more insidious. I mean, who knows? I mean, this is truly one of the great air mysteries of all time.
Has anyone asked David Copperfield?
Maybe there was. Maybe it was a heist. Yeah. Maybe the diamonds. Who knows what was on that plane?
Well, we'll have to keep tabs on and see what happens. The wife of convicted child molester and former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky said today that he was innocent and that victims who testified against him were manipulated for money. She was on the Today Show, Dottie Sandusky, and as Oscar said before the show, go home, lock the door, don't talk to anybody, and shut the F up. I mean, really, this is just embarrassing, and she's embarrassing herself, and she's hurting the families again to come out and say this. She says, quote, I think they were manipulated. Once lawyers came into the case, they said there was money, she said of the victims. So she hasn't even taken the time to really investigate it. She's just an idiot.
Painting in broad strokes.
And within the article that she talks about him bathing with little kids.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And how it was a generational thing.
Right. I think that, you know, let's not remove all the guilt from her. I think really she might have, you know, she's an enabler. That's what it
also
sounds like.
Who knows? Most people that are victims find people that are abusers to be with.
Right.
And if that circle is true in this case, not to say that she was abusing as well, but if that's what she knows and that's all she knows. Hypothetically, and I know we're jumping, you know, it's not a great leap,
right?
But it's a hypothesis where you're sitting. I just saw the interview and I said,
it's uncomfortable.
What is going on here?
Very, very weird. We'll have to, you know, hopefully that's the last of it, I hope. Federal agents have arrested an Oklahoma man accused of mailing a package bomb last year addressed to Joe Arpaio, the controversial Arizona lawman who calls himself America's toughest sheriff. Gregory Lynn Schrader, he's 55. He's suspected of dropping off the parcel filled with gunpowder and other materials at a U.S. Postal Service mailbox in Flagstaff, but the package was intercepted by state authorities before it reached Arpaio, and that's according to the U.S. Postal Inspection
Oscar Service. Used to drink with Sheriff Joe when you were in Arizona, right?
No, but you were scared of him when you lived there.
He was a ball buster.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pink jumpsuits. Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards, famous for surviving years of rock and roll excess, will release a children's picture book.
Oh, no.
With illustrations by his daughter, Theodora Richards, his publisher said on Tuesday.
His daughter, who is now 70.
The book is entitled Gus and Me, the story of my granddad and my first guitar.
Gus and Me.
Granddad came over there. There we go. And then I did my first bit of heroin. Congratulations on the children's book, Keith. George W. Bush, U.S. president turned painter, will have his artwork featured in an exhibit for the first time in April, boys.
Oh, that'll be good.
More than two dozen portraits painted by the 43rd U.S. president will be part of the exhibit called The Art of Leadership, A President's Personal Diplomacy. The George W. Bush Presidential Center said on Monday. The center did not mention what the subject of the portraits would be.
I actually know. It's been leaked.
I took a picture of my feet.
No, he's done all pro wrestlers.
Mexican wrestlers.
Mexican wrestlers, exactly.
If you go to Facebook on any random line, time rather, during the day, you'll see people posting selfies. What you don't see are all the selfies they rejected because they were horrified at how they looked. According to the American Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, there's been a massive jump in facial plastic surgery in the past year, and they believe selfies are the reason.
Oh, that can't be.
There was a 10% increase in nose jobs from 2012 to 13, a 7% increase in hair transplants, and a 6% increase in eyelid surgery. Those are all extremely significant increases. Women accounted for 81% of the facial plastic surgeries in the past year.
Speaking of hair transplant, I have a question for both of you. Have you ever had a hair grow out of the middle of your forehead?
One of my eyebrow.
Because I got a haircut on Friday,
right.
And since then, this hair has started growing out of the middle of my forehead,
right,
at a faster rate than any other hair.
It's not a hair.
Oh.
It's a horn. Anyway.
Well, that settles that.
Time for a little something something. Last Thursday, 23-year-old Orion Kashinsky.
Hello.
It's the real name. Was Hello. On a JetBlue flight from Boston to Fort Lauderdale, where he was headed for rehab. But no one else on the plane knew that. After the plane took off, he stood up and announced, quote, I want to make sure everybody on this plane knows I'm in the military and you can buy me drinks.
Oh, my God.
That, oh, my course, God. It's so crazy. That it just might work.
Yep. That, of course, was a lie. He's never been in the military. He just wanted free booze. He wound up getting three people to buy him drinks, and then he started causing a scene. He threw one other passenger's bag into the aisle and started yelling and cursing. When a flight attendant came over and tried to get his seatbelt unbuckled so he could go to the bathroom, he said, quote, don't touch me, I'll kill you.
Oh, that's not good.
That's
not the way to do
they
it.
Say you want to go to rehab. Obviously, the crew felt like it was completely unstable. He was. So the plane was diverted to Jacksonville, Florida.
Naturally.
Sure, the passengers were happy about that. And Orion was escorted off and arrested. He's facing a felony charge of interfering with a flight crew, and that can get you 20 years in prison.
No good.
Eventually, he was released and headed to rehab on a bus. That's it. We got to take a break. We'll come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you break my heart, I'll go, but I'll be back again.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, are you part of the procrastination? Well, never fear, folks. It's not too late to jump on the 2014 show bandwagon. Now, you can order now and get all of the 2014 shows, plus on-demand video access to each show and unlimited access to the entire anthology. That's every TMOS bonus show since we started. At $69.99, you save over 25%. The 2014 TMOS bonus package, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough, and we thank you in advance. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday. This is March 12, 2014. Rob Spiewak.
You seen that Wolf of Wall Street?
I have not seen it. I'm dying to see that
you'll
movie.
Love it.
Yeah, there is one sequence in it when your buddy Matthew McConaughey shows his routine for getting pumped up for work.
Yeah.
And he thumps his chest.
Right.
And of course, someone's turned it into a dance record. But since you are high on McConaughey
yes.
right now, I thought you'd enjoy the chest thump remix, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quick tidbit.
Yes, please.
So he was doing that to warm up for a scene, and this is before the movie, right?
Okay.
It started even filming. And Leonardo goes over to him. Leonardo DiCaprio goes up to him and
he's
says,
"He's a good boy."
And says, "What is that?" He goes, "This is what I do to warm up for the scene. It like loosens the phlegm in his
right.
chest and
mm-hmm.
moves." And he goes, "Oh, do you mind if we use that?" They use it in that scene. They do a take with that,
right.
use it in that scene, and then they use it throughout the movie.
That's
so it
fantastic.
Becomes a motif in the whole film.
Yes.
God, he's having a great year.
All right, all right, all right.
Now, if you go, I think it's in the Midwest, there's a young man, he's 19 years old, his name is Jake Stone King. And sadly, he has a case of cancer, and he's not going to win it.
Okay.
And they did a feel-good story on the news that he's taking a positive attitude, and he put together a bucket list.
Okay.
I think a lot of people in that situation would. I'm not sure that the news camera realized what exactly was going to be on his bucket list. At number one was, I think the club is called Jiggles.
What? No.
Number one on his bucket list was go to a strip club. So here's our feel-good.
How old is he?
He's 19.
Oh, God bless him.
And I think he can get in at 18.
Absolutely.
But you're not going to drink. Right. But anyway, here's the young,
okay, let him drink.
Young Jake Stone King, who's fighting the good fight, and he just wants to see some breasts, Mike.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt a spring black bear. That's a must do. Take my cousin Dylan and Ryan fishing.
laugh till I cry, take a helicopter ride, drive a cop car, go to Jiggles. I did that once. I'm gonna do it again for sure.
It's so great.
God bless him.
It's little kid handwriting on a piece of paper, and it's number one, go to Jiggles.
Go to Jiggles.
So I wish him all the best.
Hope he gets all his wishes.
Now, CBS News did a story, I think the day before yesterday. They've had the first results of the legalization of pot since they legalized pot in Colorado. What kind of revenue taxes are bringing in for the state of Colorado?
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. I
think probably going to be amazing.
I think you're going to like this.
The first numbers are in tonight on marijuana sales in Colorado. $14 million worth of pot was sold for recreational use in January when it became legal. That earned the state more than $2 million in taxes. Colorado officials estimate $70 million in tax revenue from recreational marijuana use each year, with most of that earmarked for school construction.
There you go.
All right.
Win.
Let's get on it here.
I agree.
You know, the bottom line is even Dr. Drew, who said it was the most insidious gateway drug, will tell you that that is due to the psychologically addicting properties of that. Alcohol is psychologically addicting.
Tobacco.
Food is psychologically
addicting.
Marshmallows. You know, so many different things are, but really, how much are you going to be able to help the world by legalizing
this
ultimately? Think
about the violence factor as well.
Right.
The reason
why. Taking it out of the hands of the bad guys.
The cartels fight so much right now. It's going to get worse in Mexico when that happens.
Right.
When it legalizes across the board.
Sure.
But there will be a place, just like in alcohol, when that violence goes away.
Yep. I hope so. I really hope so. I think this has got to be a good thing.
If you get that kind of tax money, you're also realizing a certain safety factor, because then the FDA is going to be monitoring the quality of the weed.
Yeah, you won't get bad bud, man.
No, you don't want any bad buds.
Not all
stems and seeds. I'm on the stems and seeds department of the Federal Food and Drug Administration.
Now, we're lucky because even though we do this show as it's live, and we do go out live on the internet, we have the ability that we tape it.
Right.
So we feel that we have a certain safety net. For example, we can say a bad word because we can go back and bleep it.
Right.
Not a great night for Chris Matthews, the handsome Chris Matthews on Hardball last night.
He can't do that.
I think he forgot that it's a taped show, or a live show, because he screwed up a guest name, then said, "Can I do this again?" And then I cut it because there's no sense in listening to 20 seconds of silence. There was 20 dead seconds of television before they went to commercial, just them sitting there. It's a very awkward
moment.
Everybody
got confused.
Yeah, everyone got confused. So here's last night's Hardball with Chris Matthews.
Michael Isikoff, thank you for that reporting and that attempt to get something out of the major figure in this case, besides the governor, and that's Bridget Kelly. And thank you, Chris Christie. Up next, Chris, thank you, Chris Solicia.
Six to one, half dozen the other.
Let's go back and do that. Just a minute. Let me do that over again. Please. Thank you, Michael Isikoff. Thank you, Michael Isikoff, and thank you, Chris.
And then 20 seconds of silence.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do they tape normally?
I don't know.
Is that where they maybe were up against the time? Because I know some of these shows will tape unless there's something that's gone wrong and they got to do the thing live.
But man, you got to think about
We'll do it live.
He's got to know if he's on live television.
Don't they have earpieces where the producer's like,
you have an IFB.
We're live. Yeah, live. No retape. Move forward.
You always have an IFB and they're screaming at him.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought that was a great awkward moment because you know what? He makes me uneasy.
He is an uneasy kind of guy.
He really is. When I see someone on TV, even if you're a total tool like Scott Pelley,
right?
At least you see Scott Pelley and you go, okay, it's going to be all right.
I
see
you,
Chris Matthews, you get
almost
nervous.
Put him on my man crush list is Jon Stewart, though. I've been watching him religiously.
He's great.
And he's the guy that does tape his show and he does cuss. And I love that. I think that is probably the format of any media that I enjoy with the bleep outs just as much as if it was really in there.
I agree. Sometimes the bleep makes it funnier.
And he knows how to do it, too.
Yeah, he does.
He makes it really clear when an F-word is coming up. And he was doing the analysis of the CPAC convention that they had, and it was hysterically funny.
Did he talk about Trump calling Jimmy Carter dead?
No, he talked about Rick Perry coming out, and they played all this rock and roll for these conservatives.
Right.
And they brought Wayne LaPierre of the NRA out.
Yes.
And Wayne LaPierre they came out to The Power of Love.
What?
They did. They played The Power of Love when he walked out there, and it just was.
That whole convention was a disaster.
It's a disaster, but I think really when you look at a guy like Jon Stewart, who comes from the other side of the aisle, he does it with humor.
The best material, yeah.
That just makes me laugh out loud.
Okay, we close. Conan last night does one of my favorite bits, and because it involves Andy Richter, too.
Right.
These are sentences that have never before been uttered in the English language. Things that have never been said. Conan?
Following sentences have never, ever been uttered before in human history.
Let's work out this gang dispute on the squash court.
That PETA activist has a terrific sense of humor.
Yay, my roommate's back from jail.
Tonight, the role of Peter Pan will be played by Steven Seagal.
I think my neighbor's been stealing my issues of Cat Fancy.
I wish Kate Upton would cover those things up and tell us what to do about Ukraine.
That thing I just did online while drunk solved all my problems.
And finally, of course it's huge. I'm Irish.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Nice. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
We got to get out of here. For all technical support questions regarding the Mike O'Mara Show, please contact our man, Matthew Bloom, Ponyboy at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All correspondence for our show can be sent to TMOS, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And our official e-voice line is open at 800-440-8167. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new one. Take care. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Visit LegalZoom.com to save on your legal needs like wills for $69, LLCs for $99, plus filing fees, and also get access to a network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom. That's discount code TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.